And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Yuki Makes a Decision. The chance of a lifetime to play in the major leagues. This would be the heartfelt desire of any red-blooded American boy or young man. But Yuki Butcha had that chance and a very successful start in the big leagues. And then all of a sudden he decided that he just didn't want to play baseball. So he came back to Cincinnati. Sparky, of course, can't get over it until he heard more about Yuki's big decision. Come join us now.
Well, boy, Big John, I think Yuki Butcher is making an awfully big mistake.
Mistake?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean? Because he doesn't want to play big league baseball?
Yeah. Any other guy would jump at the chance to play baseball in the big leagues.
Well, I don't know if just anybody would want to play in the big leagues. There are some people who have other ambitions, and Yuki just happens to be one of them, that's all.
Yeah, but I don't see why Yuki wouldn't want to play big league baseball if he could. And he can't. Just think, Big John. He actually played on the Cincinnati Reds baseball team in the National League.
I know. That's a wonderful thing. But Yuki, for some reason or another, just doesn't want to continue to play professional baseball any longer.
Well, boy, if I had a chance to play in the big leagues, I know I would.
Yeah, I know you would.
Oh, telephone's ringing. I'll get it, Big John.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello? Yes, Sparky. Ah, that you, Yuki? I just can recognize your voice. Hey, Yuki, did you call up to tell me that you changed your mind about not playing baseball with the Cincinnati Reds? Oh. Huh? No, we aren't doing anything special. Sure, I guess so. Just a minute, I'll ask. Hey, Big John, Yuki wants to know if we can come up to his office. He wants to see us about something very specially important. Can we go?
Yeah, we'll be right up.
Okay. Hey, Yuke? Yeah, Big John says we'll be right up. I don't know, just a minute. Wait a minute. Hey, Big John, Yuke wants to know if we can pick up the mayor on our way up to his office.
Sure.
Okay, well, Yuke? Yeah, Big John says we'll be glad to. Okay, we'll see you in a few minutes. Okay, bye. Well, I wonder what's up. Come on, Big John, let's go. Yuke seems pretty anxious for us to get there just as soon as possible.
Okay, now let's see. We said we'd pick up the mayor, and then we'll go on over to Yuki's office and see what he's got up his sleeve, huh?
Yeah, he sounded kind of mysterious. Let's go. Well, there's the mayor's house.
Okay, we'll just stop out in front and blow the horn. Mayor is expecting us.
Oh, boy.
What's the matter?
Oh, that horn. That horn is too much. Oh, geez. Man, that thing sure sounds funny.
Well, it's not the horn that was originally on this car. While this old Essex was sitting out there in Hector Gargoyle's junkyard, somebody took the horn off of it. I had to buy a new one when I bought the car.
Now, here comes the mayor down the front step.
Okay.
Hi there!
Hey, howdy, lad. What do you say there? Howdy, Big John. How you been today?
Hi, Mayor. Come on, hop in the back seat. We'll be on our way.
Okay. Hey, you happen to know what it is that old Yuke's got on his mind, if any?
I haven't got the slightest idea, Mayor.
No, me neither.
I'm telling you, Buster, that there Yuki Butcher is a caution. Every once in a while, he gets into one of these mysterious moods, and there's no telling what he's liable to come up with.
See, Big John, I told you he was acting mysterious. What do you think he's up to, Mayor?
Oh, it's like I said, lad, there's no telling. That there Yuki Butcher is as unpredictable as they make him. Who knows, maybe he wants to go off somewhere on another trip.
Hey, you think so? Maybe he wants to go back to Africa.
It might be. Maybe he's got an idea for all of us to make $1 million or something like that. Maybe he hasn't got any idea at all. You just can't tell.
Well, we'll soon find out when we get up to his office.
Well, go on, lad. Open the door to Yuki's office and walk right on in.
Ah, hello there, fellas. Hey, come on in. I've been waiting for you. What do you say?
Hi, Yuke.
Well, here we are, Yuki. What is it you got up your sleeve?
Well, come on in and sit down first, fellas, before I tell you all about my plan. I'm about to let you fellas in on something that'll knock your socks off. Come on in and sit down.
Well, come on, Yuki. I'm sitting down. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, not so fast now, lad. Not so fast now. Don't rush me. There, sit down on my genuine leather couch there. Thank God you can sit down next to the mayor.
Is there any particular reason why we all have to sit down here, Yuki?
Yes, there is. I want you and the mayor to get just as comfortable as possible, because what I'm about to say to you will knock your socks off.
Well, you said that a minute ago. Will you stop your blubbering, Yuki, and come on out with it? Now stop being so mysterious. What's up?
Fellers, mayor, I was sitting here this morning, full of spring fever, thinking. I was thinking that us fellers has been working too hard lately.
Oh, I see it coming. Where to, Yuki?
Mayor, I do wish you'd stop trying to figure out what I'm saying before I have a chance to say it.
Okay. Go ahead, Yuki. Say it. I know what's coming.
Well, if you know so much, Mayor, suppose you break the news that I'm about to break.
No. Go ahead. Get ready to pack your bags, fellas. We're off again. Where to, Yuki? Timbuktu, Borneo, South America, North Pole?
No. None of them there places.
You mean you want to go somewhere on a vacation?
Well, that's sort of what I had in mind, lad, only it won't exactly be a vacation. It'll sort of be, just getting away from it all.
Yuki Butcher, what in the world have you got on your mind?
Fellers, as you all know, I happen to own the old Plug Nickel Farm out in Dent County, you see.
Do you want us all to go out to your farm for a vacation?
That's 100% correct, lad.
Well, now, say that. Sounds like a pretty good idea.
Now, wait a minute, Buster. Just a minute. Wait till you hear the whole story before you decide whether or not it's a good idea. I happen to know Yuki well enough to say that there's more to this than he said so far. Yuki?
Yes, Mayor?
What else? Why do you want us to go out to your farm?
Well, because I think it would be a fine place for all of us to spend the summer. In fact, real fine.
Now, Yuki Butcher, I happen to know you well enough to know that you didn't call us over here just to ask us to spend the summer with you out in your farm.
Well, I do happen to have another motive for inviting you fellas out to the farm. However, I do not think you fellas would be interested in knowing what it is there. I don't think that.
Well, yeah, we would, Yuki. Tell us why you want us to go out to your farm.
Come on now, Yuki. Stop acting coy. Out with it.
Big John?
Yeah, Yuki?
I'll see you begging me to tell you. Aren't you curious?
Why, of course I'm curious.
Yeah, fine.
I'm as anxious to know why you want us all to spend the summer out on your farm as the mayor and Sparky.
Well, then why don't you beg me to tell you?
Now, listen, Yuki. You stop acting like that. Either come out with it or close your big mouth and stop talking altogether.
Well, all right. Fellers, as you know, I have got my inventing laboratory out there in the big barn of the old Plug Nickel Farm.
Yeah, we know that, Yuki. What about it?
Well, fellas, the reason I want to take all you fellas out there to the farm for the summer has got something to do with my inventing laboratory, you see.
Do you want us to help you work on one of your new inventions?
Well, lad, I don't exactly want you to help me invent one of my inventions. In fact, the thing I want you to see, I have already done wet and invented.
Well, what is it, Yuki?
Well, lad, I'm not going to tell you. It's a surprise. But I will tell you this. If we use it right, it'll make all of us big heroes. As a matter of fact, it'll get our names on the front pages of every newspaper in the United States of America.
Yeah?
In fact, I'll bet we'll even be on the TV. We'll be famous. And if you fellers want to see what it is I'm talking about, then you've got to come out to my farm. Now, do you want to go with me?
Boy, I want to see this mysterious surprise you got out there in your inventing laboratory on the Plug Nickel Farm. Boy. I sure hope Big John and Mayor Plumfront decide to go out to Yuki's farm. I want to see what Yuki's got that he says will make it so famous. Let's see. What could it be?
Steve, it would get our names on the front page of every newspaper in the United States. Maybe he's got an invention that'll make chocolate ice cream sodas out of just plain ordinary air. No, I don't think that would be it. Let's see. Well, I guess the only way to find out would be to go out to the farm. I better start trying to talk Big John into going out there. I guess I better get busy on that right now, so I'll see you later, kid. So long.